Ava DuVernay is on the phone.
Get out of here.
What an honor.
Bow down. Oh, my God.
Put some respect on that. This is Ava DuVernay. Good morning.
Hello. Very kind. Thank you. Good morning. We love you.
Yes, we do. Let's get right down to it. How's the documentary 13th doing on Netflix? Are you streaming a lot of?
It's breaking records.
Nice.
People are really responding. Sometimes I hear people talking about it, and I say, "Do you realize you're talking about a documentary about race? You know, that people are watching on Saturday nights with the boyfriend, and you know, talking about over dinner, and just." Really, it's taken a hold of something in the country.
It is jaw-dropping. It really is. What made you start focusing on this topic in the first place?
Always something that's been on my mind since a little girl. I grew up in Compton. I would see a lot of police aggression, you know, some in our communities. When we see police officers, we don't always think safety, like people in other communities think. You know, I would think fear. I would think, ooh, what's going on? What happened? And so it's always been on my mind. I went to UCLA, was an African-American studies major. So my experience was then coupled with education and always knew I'd make a doc about it.
So you knew a long time ago that this all started right after we were freed as slaves.
Well, when they told us we were free as slaves.
They told us we were free as slaves. Then we didn't read the fine print.
Right.
except for criminals. Criminals can be slaves, and that's what started the whole Jim Crow thing, huh?
That's right. I mean, it truly, truly is the fine print. You know, a piece of the 13th Amendment, why we call it the 13th, piece of the 13th Amendment, which abolishes slavery, but there was another clause in there that said, except as punishment for a crime. And immediately after slavery, when slave masters still needed free labor to keep their plantations and their industry going, they decided to and made a fundamental, intentional effort to make black people into criminals. And so that's where we start to get the myth of black criminality that continues to this day.
How long do you work on this?
2 years. 2 years in production, moving around the country, interviewing the key people, study, archival footage, you know, over 1,000 hours of racist, violent footage that my editor Spencer and I had to sit through and try to figure out, you know, what was too much, what was not enough. It was an emotional process, but definitely worth it.
You had to go to a comedy or two in between all of this.
Not yet.
And you started looking at all your white friends sideways?
Some days I work on the documentary, and then, you know, I'd come out of the editing room feeling some kind of way. I won't lie. But yeah, when you put it all together, you know, it tells the story of us, black people and white people. And the ways in which we've been harmed as black folk.
And it had to have been difficult because you said two years, but the choices you made in the people that you interviewed and the analysis and everything, that's a lot. I mean,
yeah, it's part of the documentary filmmaking process. People, you know, it's not just putting the camera in front of people. It's who you're choosing and the questions that you ask to make sure that you're drawing out the right pieces of information and how you edit those together, what footage you put with it to illuminate the answers.
It's remarkable.
What you're saying.
It's remarkable. Definitely. Because we all know about incarceration of black people in this country and how it's on the rise and how it's a money-making thing to build all these prisons. But the way you do this documentary 13th, taking it from slavery and going all the way to now, and showing how the prison population has increased and the money that's involved in it. It is truly award winning.
Oh, well, you know, I just want it to be something that opens people's eyes, truly. That's the reason why I never thought I'd have this response. I thought it would just be something for schools, you know, just a small resource to get people knowing about it. So this has all been quite a surprise the way it's been received, and I'm happy about it. But
you got another doc in the making?
Say it again?
You got another one in the making?
In a couple of weeks I start my next movie with actors called A Wrinkle in Time. So I'll be making that for a couple years.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, yeah.
It's based on a book. It's based on a book that I'd never heard of. But this beautiful book written in 1963. In the book, the protagonist is a really sweet white girl from New England. But Disney is letting me make her a little black girl who travels the world to, in search of her father who's disappeared. It's a sci-fi time travel thing, and it's something I've never done. I'm super excited about it. We got to try different things. We got to stretch, you know, move outside of our boundaries.
Can I, Ava DuVernay? What was the one thing that shocked you the most about this documentary, 13?
Well, when you watch the film, you'll see a section about an organization called ALEC.
Yep.
Which is this behind?
I didn't know about that till you showed this to me.
Crazy, right? It's just nuts that this exists. It's a behind closed door organization, a secret society of people, corporations that make our laws. So the laws that we abide by, the laws that many black people and brown people are in prison for to this very day, have been made by people who are not lawmakers, but who are making laws to benefit their corporations, like three strikes you're out, like mandatory minimums. All that stuff is made by a group called ALEC. And it gets into our lawmaking. It's really, really sinister.
And it is great to see this, to watch 13th, and to be such a big fan of Queen Sugar, and to see you bring this, you know, and Ralph Angel, who I love.
Ooh,
can I just tell you?
Hey, listen, girl, I know. I know. Yeah, people are really respond. Queen Sugar also breaking ratings records on OWN. When I first went over to OWN, people were like, "Oh, you should have taken this to HBO or FX." But you know, no better place than the one network, well, one of the two networks owned by a black woman. So really thrilled to be there with her.
It is so beautifully photographed. It is so beautifully told. I'm telling you.
Well, Queen Sugar or 13.
The beautifully photographed is Queen Sugar. It just makes me so. Feel so great after every episode.
Oh,
and I
love
watching your conversations afterwards, too.
So Derek Rose beat his case. Will the same thing happen with Davis?
Yeah, wait a minute. Are you watching Queen Sugar?
Yes, I'm watching.
Wait a minute. You're throwing character names and plot lines?
I'm watching Queen Sugar, yeah.
I love it.
And I'm telling you.
And I'm following this whole Derek Rose story. And he got and he was found not guilty. On his trial, his rape trial, and I'm wondering if Davis is going to get off on his
We're at episode 7 and we go to 13, so y'all gonna have to wait and find out.
I think
just like a director.
I think the check has already been cashed on that story. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is. It's such an honor to talk to you. I'm just so excited because we're just such big fans of you.
Big fans.
Yeah.
Big fans.
I appreciate y'all talking about the work and making sure people know about it, and you know, just thank you for all that you do.
I'm saying 13th is must see for everyone.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Especially, it should be required for
every school,
every police department.
Yeah,
every police department
knows the story. They already know it.
No, I don't think they do. Mm. I don't think they do. When they have diversity classes, they should require every police officer to watch 13th,
and then they'll
understand why we feel the way we do about them.
That's right.
Okay,
you
take it to the police departments. I'm going to take it to the schools.
If anyone could do it, you guys,
Tom
guys
Joyner can do it.
Ava DuVernay.
Thank you
so much.
No, thank you
on.
For your work. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate y'all.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.